The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Friday, the 16th of April. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Arsenal will come face-to-face with former manager Unai Emery in the Europa League semi-finals. Two Alexander Lacazette goals saw Arsenal win 4-0 away to Slavia Prague last night to complete a 5-1 aggregate victory. Emery's Villarreal were 2-1 winners over Dinamo Zagreb last night and 3-1 victors over the two legs. The other semi-final will pit Manchester United against Roma. United beat Granada 4-0 on aggregate, courtesy of last night's 2-0 victory at Old Trafford. Edinson Cavani was on the mark in the win, while Edin Dzeko's equaliser on the night saw Roma beat Ajax 3-2 on aggregate. Two out-of-form sides look to rekindle their European ambitions in the Premier League tonight. Everton host Tottenham Hotspur at Goodison Park from 8. After picking up a first win of the season last week, Bohemians will look to build on that this evening. Keith Long's Gypsies are away to Kevin Sheedy's Waterford in the first of two games in the SSE Electricity Premier Division. Kick-off of the RSC is at 5:45. That's followed at 7:45 by the meeting of bottom club Derry City and Drogheda United at the Ryan McBride Brandywell. There's a full programme in the First Division as well, with early leaders Athlone making the trip to Bray. Unbeaten Dubliners UCD and Cavantilly meet at Belfield. Galway seek a first win of the season when Treaty United make their first visit to Eamon Deasy Park. Cork entertain Shelburne and Wexford play Cove. The Republic of Ireland legend John Giles was on the show last night with Nathan Murphy. He's excited about the prospects of Paris Saint-Germain's Kylian Mbappe and Borussia Dortmund's Erling Haaland in world football going into the future.
I think Mbappe is up there to definitely be the next Ronaldo, for sure. I don't know if anybody's going to be the next Messi, but certainly he has the equipment and he seems to have the attitude, and I think there's bar injury, there's nothing stopping him, Nathan.
Yeah. It sounds like you're enjoying watching football at the moment. That there's a lot of players who you're enjoying watching.
There's a lot of players there. I mean, Haaland, I think, could be the best of them all. He's only 20 now. And I think he's got it all, and he's quick, he's strong, he sees the pass, his positional sense is good. You know, I think this kid, along with Mbappe, could be two of the greats, definitely. Definitely. And they're it's a privilege to watch them, Nathan, I must say. We all love watching great players. I mean, we don't see that many of them. So, yeah, we have to enjoy them when we see them. But I think these two lads particularly could be two of the greats in the future.
A birdie at the last hole saw Shane Lowry end the opening day of the RBC Heritage in South Carolina on 1-under par. The 2019 Open champion is 8 shots behind the leader, Australian Cameron Smith. Gray McDowell is 2-over par. On 1-over, Paul Dunne is best of the Irish going into round 2 of the Austria Open. He is 6 shots off the overnight leader, Alejandro Canizares of Spain. Cormac Charvin is 3-over. Gavin Moynihan is 5-over par. Jonathan Caldwell is 8-over. A place in the final against England is up for grabs for the Ireland women's team, who welcome France to Energia Park in the Six Nations Championship tomorrow. Coach Adam Griggs has named an unchanged 15 from the win over Wales, but 7-star Amy Lee Murphy-Crowe has been named on the bench. Here's the verdict of the former Ireland captain Fiona Coughlan, who spoke to Valerie Wheeler on the Women's Six Nations show in association with Guinness.
Look, it's going to be incredibly tough. When I look at this and I look at paper and the setup of these French girls playing week in, week out in their top 16 games, I think France are favourites. But if I look back historically, 2017, Ireland team was in disarray. France came to town and the Irish team came together and beat France 13-10. And I said before, they're not a good travelling team. If you put questions in their mind at the start, they'll implode. So that's the key for Ireland, is to get the good start. You spoke about Valerie, and go from there. I think this is a far better team across the park. I think they're way more cohesive in the style that they're trying to play. So they're definitely going to shout. But I said from the start, performance is the most important thing. I know they'll be after the win, but for me, performance is the most important thing.
There's a 7-race card at Ballinrobe this evening, the first off there at 4:20. Now, coming up on OTB AM from 7:30 with Adrian Barry and Owen Sheehan, we're speaking to the Minister for Sport, Jack Chambers, Ronan O'Gara, Alan Quinlan and Daniel Harris. Then tonight we'll hear from trainer Peter Fahey on Friday Night Racing after his horse Belfast Banter won at both Cheltenham and Aintree. That's your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back on Monday morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.